time in the current series, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. Entertaining a big noise can be a bit of overwhelming, as our vicar discovered when he invited Ted Heath to play for the Harmonium Fund in the Scout's Hut. However, when the island draft entertain the Admiral in their wardroom, he leads them a fine old dance.
Well, if anybody was to ask, chap, I have a gin.
Yeah, I say, Povey. Povey.
Yes. Come here. Who's the old biddy in the frightful hat? Shocking mess, all grapes and cherries and violets.
That happens to be my wife, sir. And it also happens to be her favorite hat.
Dragged in by the cat, I think it was. Looks like a mobile Kew Garden.
Henry, where are you? Henry, heel, Henry.
Coming, my love.
Who was that little friend you were talking to?
Little friend? That was the Admiral.
Boy! Stop, boy! Get your nuts, Mr. Coming down!
Come on now, who never nuts? Anyone want a little nicety to nibble?
Chief.
Get your nuts!
Chief, when I asked you to assist in the wardroom, I didn't mean I wanted you to flog the stuff like the ice cream girl at the Bijou Cinema.
Oh, I didn't know you knew the lady, sir.
Now, very nice, too. A trifle on the vast side. When looked at in daylight, but none of it's a perfect. And her legs.
That's not what I was getting at.
No, I should hope not, indeed. Permission to carry on, sir?
Oh, very well.
Obliged to be sure, sir.
Ollie, do it out the stuffed olive on the out. Over it out for your three nuts. Odd bits of nonsense on two. Tidy and stop one.
You know, sir, I reckon we'd have done better if you had hired the girl from the Bijou Cinema.
Yes, at least she's prettier.
Oh, I don't know, sir. Perhaps you haven't seen her in the daylight, sir.
Well, possibly not, but I've seen Mrs. Povey in all her grim reality, and she's heading this way.
Oh, lummy, then let's head the other way, sir.
With all speed, Mr. Phillips.
I say. Oh, bother, they've gone. Certain look.
It's magnificent, my love.
Good boy. Carry on, then.
Olive! Olive! Who'll have a sausage roll of a little foe? Here you are, Olive. Come along now. Get your delicate dollops of sardine out. Here you are, Dutch.
Excuse me, sir. Pardon me.
What's that? Have the next excuse me. Oh, no thanks. I don't dance, actually. Oh, do get out of my way, some of you. Oh,
I'm sorry, sir. Am I in your way?
You're always flaming well off over here. Look, I just made the punch. You go and have a bowlful for Pete's sake.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Henry.
Yes, my love.
Introduce me to your little playmate.
Certainly, Henry. Excuse me, sir. I can't remember if you've met my wife.
Well, who cares? As long as you have, I'm not bothered.
How do you do, Admiral?
Reaping ivy, madam. Where'd you get that ghastly hat? And it forced under glass, I suppose.
Oh, no, it came up quite on its own.
Oi, number one.
Coming, sir. Where are you?
I'm over here behind the Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
Ah, got you, sir.
Good. Now it's your turn to be he. Off you go.
We are a bit overcrowded, aren't we, sir? Very civil of you to make the punch, sir.
Uncivil-looking bunch? Don't blame me, number one. You invited him. Still, glad you're having a good send-off.
Yes, well, we thought... Send-off? We're not going anywhere, sir, I hope.
Well, didn't I tell you? Oh, you're sailing in the morning.
Good gracious, but we're supposed to be going on leave, sir.
Yeah, I knew you'd be pleased. You've been assigned a fishery protection duty, you know.
Funnily enough, sir, no, I didn't.
Well, you do now. Ever since they got home rule, those Patani landers have been a bit uppity with us.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, coming the old acid, about a 7-mile limit or some such old rope. They sent a gunboat out of the fishing fleet last week. Liberty takers. Intelligence didn't even know they'd got one.
Yeah, I'm none too sure intelligence knows we've got trout bait, sir.
Excuse me, sir.
We usually do, Mr. Phillips. What is it this time?
Oh, it's a bit delicate, sir. But Commander Povey has been giving the punch a bit of a bashing, sir. And Mrs. P is on the warpath.
I don't know.
Well, sir, the cherries on her hat are vibrating like mad.
Oh, dear. Well, he's not the only one in the muck. We are, too. We've got to go into Patani land again.
Oh, that's nice, sir. I mean, it's just the right time of the year. Go where, sir? I mean, we can't. We're due for leave.
What's that? Due to leave? Well, I suppose I am. There's no need to tell a chap. Wish I'd never made that punch for you now.
No, sir, I meant...
You've never got a drop anyway. Somebody else guzzled it all.
Quiet, please, and may I have your attention, please?
Oh, go on. I think I know who it was.
May I have your...
Allow me. Come on, Poby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lord and Police Poby, please. Now, come along, please. Give him a chance. Little quiet there, please. Little quiet, please. Now then, get to the middle of the house, please. Come along now. Come along, please. Belt up!
Good grief. The floor's yours, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, I feel duty-bound to make a short speech.
No, sir. No, you don't, sir. Not a speech, sir. You want to recite, sir.
Yes. The lads are all looking forward to it, sir.
Besides,
yes, but I haven't got
yes, a... Yes, 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 you have, sir. Look, I've just the poem here, sir.
Oh, well, if you're sure...
Absolutely, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, a little recitation.
Oh. Henry!
Yes, my love?
No, smut.
The seafarer's life. With a yo-ho-ho for the bounding main, I've dropped my diddly-doo in the what's-his-name. Where's it gone? Which way did it go? I got it from a tanner from Auntie Flo. With a bunt on tiddledum, fiddle-dee-dee, chase me, Charlie, you can't catch me.
Oh, that can't be right, I'm sure. Now, look.
Lovely, sir. Oh, it's lovely, sir. Lovely, lovely, read it. End of part one, verse two, sir. Come along,
yeah, but this is that dreadful poem you wrote last...
Keep going, sir. Oh, lovely. You've got the assembled share absolutely hanging on every word.
No, Mr. Phillips, going to Patani land is going to be a welcome relief after this.
Couldn't we go right now, sir?
Good idea. He'll probably be still going strong when we get back.
Not if Mrs. Povey can get at him with her parasol, sir.
Verse two. With a yo-ho-ho for the bounding main, let's hop on a bus and go by train. I once had a cake and also a hat, but I sat on them both, so that was that. With a rum-tom, tiddle-tom, fiddle-dee-dee, I once bashed the bonce of a bumblebee.
Oh, really?
That's
a good
start. No, sir.
Commander Poovy, sir. Keep going, sir.
Lovely. Lovely, 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 sir.
Have a drop more punch to lubricate the lyrical, sir. Verse three. Lovely talking of it, but I heard it.
Oh, very well. And with a yo-ho-ho for the bounding main, my bath's got a plug, but it hasn't a drain.
Left hand ever so slightly down a bit.
Left hand ever so slightly down a bit, it is, sir.
Put your hand out, Chief. I want to turn right in a minute.
Put me hand out. You want to what, sir?
What on earth are you nattering about, Mr. Phillips?
Well, you can't be too careful, sir. There's a chap behind who wants to pass.
This is ridiculous. We're only 8 miles off Patani land. There's no other shipping but the Jolly Fisherman within my...
He's right, sir. For once, he's right. There's a gunboat right behind us.
It's number one.
Yeah? Starboard lookout here, sir.
I know, Goldstein. There's a gunboat coming up on us.
Oh, well, of course, if you're going to keep an eye out, too, I might just as well as stay at home. I mean, there's no sense in a pair of us straining our eyes, is there?
No, Goldstein,
but if a chap's redundant, the least you could do is tell him, I say. It's no joke being stuck out here like a proper Charlie, you know? When he's not perishing freezing, he's blistering hot.
Yes, but Goldstein,
I take a Welshman to stand it, and I'm not.
Not a Welshman?
No, I'm not standing for it. Sir, reminds me of my great-aunt Morpeth and the way she treated Uncle William before they got married.
I'm not the slightest...
Never let him set foot inside the house while they were courting, you know? Used to make him stand outside and on the windows so he could write sweet nothings to her in the steam. She only let him in a couple of times since they were married, come to think of it. A more devoted couple you never wish to meet if you had to, man. Then there's my cousin Isidore Thomas. Now, he's a...
You know, sir, I reckon I know why Wales is so full of mountains.
Really?
Yes, sir. They were built by people trying to get away from Goldstein for a bit.
I don't wish to intrude, sir, but we're about to have company, sir.
What? Oh, Lord, a gunboat. What flag's that she's flying, Mr. Phillips?
Oh, don't ask me, sir. I'm none too sure what ours is, actually.
Yes, that's true. Now, remember what happened last time I asked you to fly a Union Jack on the island?
Well, it was a simple mistake, sir. It could have happened to anybody.
Did he fly it upside down, Mr. Murray?
No, sideways.
Oh, well done, Mr. Phillips, sir. It looked jolly fetching, too, actually. Yeah, well, that's no Union Jack flapping in the breeze on the gunboat, sir. Let's have a look. Here, just a minute. Here, that's the Botany Land flag.
You sure?
Well, must be, sir. Palm tree on a mud-colored background with a coconut or two rampant.
Well, they're almost alongside. Better give them a shout and see what they want, Chief.
Aye, aye, sir. Ahoy there! What's the name of the game you're playing at?
Ahoy there, also from my fine and splendid crashing first-class meet and myself.
Oh, much ahoy and happy floatings. Hurrah!
Hurrah! Hurrah!
And one more!
Hurrah!
Greetings must now be sent to Englishman's jolly, topping, fine and magnificent all steaming ship. From Botany Land, humble but nonetheless natty gunboat.
Thanks very much. We return the compliment.
For what grave and serious misunderstandings are you sending back our jolly fine wishes with such an all-fired and astonishing hurry-up?
That's not what I meant. I was sending your greetings back.
That is what my fine and wholesome first-class mate and I are not understanding why about.
Allow me, sir, allow me. I say, bung-ho.
Oh, bung-ho, is that better now?
This is indeed a horse of a different feat.
Fascinating. They only seem to understand you, Mr. Phillips.
Well, it's hardly surprising, really, number one, sir. He talks as much gibberish as they do sometimes.
Oh, thanks very much, Percy. You know, it's jolly nice of you to...
Bung-ho is again. With great and many far-flung apologies, Botany Land's humble but natty gunboat must request Englishman's jolly, topping, all-steaming ship to do a fine and magnificent bunk-off.
Do a what? Fine and magnificent bunk-off. You're now inside our truly damp and disgusting waters.
And should you not feel like leaving our truly damp and disgusting waters, my fine and wholesome first-class mate and I will have to send an A-number-1 top-hole banging gun shell with much urgency through your fine and magnificent funnel.
Bung-ho!
Bung-ho, from your soul.
Oi! Oi, dear, come back! I want to give you a fine and magnificent kick in the slats, aren't they?
All right, Chief, that's enough.
But what are they talking about, sir? I mean, we can't be inside their damp and disgusting waters. I've just checked my charts.
Splendid. Where are we?
Well, there's at least, we are in their damp and disgusting waters. By about 2 miles.
Tell me, that means the whole of the fishing fleet is as well. They'll all be catching at it with Maiden Botany Land clamped on them.
Well, we better call up the skipper of the fleet at once.
Yes, otherwise we'll cop an A-number-1 top-hole banging gun shell smartly in the funnel, sir.
If I was sure of that, Mr. Phillips, I'd send you up it now.
Oh, let's anyway, sir.
Now, that'll do, Chief. Now, I better nip down to the radio room and sort this out.
Hello, Troutbridge calling the Saucy Seagull. Troutbridge calling the Saucy Seagull. Come in, please.
Oi, we see you stop fishing, my dear. We're busy fishing.
Look, I'll take it. Hello, Saucy Seagull. This is Lieutenant Murray.
Look, I shan't tell you again. We just got time to mess about with our worms. We're fishing.
Well, that's the point, sir. You've got to stop at once. Due to an error in navigation, you're all inside the Botany Land waters. You must stop fishing at once.
Sorry, my dear. She's a bad line. Can't hear a word.
Hello, Troutbridge calling Saucy Seagull. Can you hear me?
No!
Hello, hello! Well, there's only one thing for it. We'd have to close in on them and use the loud hailer.
Hello,
Very good, sir. I've given him a toot, but he doesn't give a hoot. I've given him a hoot, but he doesn't give a toot.
Now, you mean that you won't, but he don't pop back.
Yes, precisely, Chief.
Well, we'll just have to close in even more.
Aye, aye, sir. Full ahead both, Chief.
Full ahead both, Chief, sir.
Upsy-daisy with the old right hand and down again.
Upsy-daisy with the old right hand and down again, sir.
Oi! Mind where you're going, my dear. Mind me that.
Ah, the saucy seagull seems to be a little annoyed.
Then watch it, sir. You know what seagulls are, sir.
Get away! You're pounding me nuts!
Blazes was that?
Man, the boats, we're going down. This way out. Get his way,
Jesus. He threw top down at once.
But we're throwing down, sir, and all of it, with all of each other, sir. Yeah, there it goes again. Run for it, Dad. Last one over the side is a custard.
Chief, will you be quiet?
But there is something odd going on, sir. We're full ahead both engines, sir, yet we practically stopped.
So we have. Good gracious.
What's that, sir?
Well, look at the saucy seagull. She's racing towards us.
Goodbye, all. Inflate your life belt, sit it on overland. Don't forget to ride. Come back here.
Gangway! Gangway!
Where does he think he's going, sir? He'll ram our stern if he's not...
Everybody down! Blimey, don't knock. Come in.
Clumsy navigation, man.
I have an oar on you for this, my dear.
What do you want to ram us like that for, you silly old cod catcher?
Why, you know, new friend choice. Why didn't you stop engines, eh? You got your screw caught in the net.
Oh, how nasty. We must have wound him in like a kite.
Lost all we catch now, we are.
Well, I've no doubt you'll be putting your claim in.
It's all written out now.
I thought it would be. Your name isn't Pertwee by any chance.
How did you guess?
Uncle Abbott! You silly old fool, now you've spoiled it.
He's not a Pertwee, sir.
No. I've never seen this relative of mine who's a complete stranger and all me frantic puffs.
Who did that?
Cameron! Cameron! Irish should say, pick neutrality. Nation shall speak peace to the nation. Alley up with the white flags.
Bridge number one here.
Starboard, look out here, sir. I realize I'm wasting my time because you've already seen it. But that little lot came from a Patanilan gunboat and was a thumping sight too close to able seaman Goldstein for his liking.
Thank you, Goldstein. What a near shave.
Practically a haircut as well. I just had one, which cost me 9 pence.
I see. Well, if they fire one any closer, I'll see you get your money back.
You know, it's all jolly well for them to poop off at us, sir. But how can we move with this knit net round our screw?
Bridge?
That'll be 9 pence.
Take a check, Goldstein.
Look, I don't want to be difficult at a time like this.
Good. Mr. Phillips, we've got to get out of here. Try to slow us down, see if that unravels the net at all.
Oh, what a good idea, sir. Now, why didn't I think of that?
Possibly because it was a good idea.
Yes, I suppose that could act. A slow start a bit gingerly both.
Slow start a bit gingerly both, the teeth. I hope so.
Bridge number one here.
Engine room. Michael Seaman Johnson here, sir.
What are you doing in the engine room, fatso?
I've a cheap thought the 8 might get me waiting, sir.
I see. What's the matter, anyhow?
Well, the chief's engineer his compliments, sir, and he knows what's going to happen in a minute.
What?
The engine's running hot, and we'll soon have an overheated floggle-doggle, sir.
That's a risk we'll just have to take.
Aye, aye, sir. But a red hot flogged dog is a nasty thing to happen, you know.
All right, Johnson, that's enough.
Well, flogged dogs don't grow on trees, you know, sir.
That's enough, Johnson.
You try buying a flogged dog in a florist. In a florist and see what's all around here. Yeah.
You'll get a rude one in a minute. Carry on.
I am carrying on about flogged dogs.
Sir, we're breaking three of the net, sir. Look. Unknit one, unpurl one. Unknit one.
Oi!
Oh, I've dropped one.
Oi, look what you're doing to me next, Peter. The only thing that wouldn't go through it now is a while.
Well, don't catch one now, you old fool. You'll never get your compensation.
Hey, who did it? Come on, own up. Who moved the ship? Come here.
Lieutenant Commander Stunt.
Number one, old fruit. Stop the boat at once.
But I can't, sir.
Can't? Of course you can, old socks. You just say stop engines. It works every time.
I mean, we can't stop here, sir.
Oh, but you've got to, old lad. We're over the shoulder of the big fellas, you know. I've been fishing the little blighters out like 1 o'clock. Hundreds of the bounders.
Tell me, you know what the captain's done, sir, don't you? He's caught all the fish out of the saucy seagull's net.
The catch. Means I've caught the little chap second hand. Oh.
All right, it's the gunboat again. They're coming in for the kill. Man the pump. Keep it afloat until Pertwee gets off.
Will you stop the panic, Chief? It's not the gunboat.
No, sir. It's Lummy. It's our destroyer makepiece, sir. That means that...
Hi there, Partridge.
Down the panic again. Time to go to here.
What on earth is Commander Povey doing in this part of the world?
Probably trying to get away from Mrs. Povey, sir.
Hi there, Partridge. I want a word with you.
Quick, Chief. Nip down to the stern, collect all the captain's fish and get rid of them.
Oh, I said, I'll chuck them back over the side.
Makepiece is pretty close, sir.
Yes. Chief, you better not chuck them back now. Take them down to the galley and burn them.
Burn them? Cool, that's got a pong pretty inelegant, isn't it? It's all right, sir. We'll see to it at once.
Hi there, Crossbridge. I have an urgent message from the Admiral.
Is that why you're on the bounding main yo-ho, sir?
Yes, that's something well is. He's just remembered you were due for leave. And I had to come out here and make peace to relieve you.
What? You mean we're to return to home waters at once, sir?
Yes, you are.
Oh, hard luck, sir.
Number one, what are you making smoke for?
Cool. Pass the salt and vinegar, will you?
I think something's caught a bit in the galley, sir.
For goodness sake, get on the way. We can't breathe over here.
We are now frying, sir.
Yeah, so Commander Povey's noticed, Chief. It's blowing in his direction.
Oh, what a shame.
Slow ahead, boat, Chief.
Slow ahead, boat, Chief.
Hey, what the blazes? Who fired that? Say, come up. We're under attack. Oh, it's Rumblitz. Come back. Come back. Do you hear me?
I say, Heather.
Well, Leslie?
Can't you stop typing now? We ought to be going on leave, you know.
Yes, but I'm typing my leave pass.
Well, don't bother with that. Leave it till you get back. There's no...
Ah, got that leave pass of yours ready for me to sign, Heather?
Just finished, sir.
Good. What's it worth for me to sign it? Hmm?
With all due respect, sir, a fourpenny one if you don't.
Heather and I are going on leave together, sir.
I beg your pardon?
We're staying at my mama's, sir.
Oh, blow it.
What?
I said, let's go it. It's getting late.
Yeah, good gracious, sir. Must I? I'm going to Scotland with Lieutenant Commander Staunton.
Oh, I didn't know you fished at all, sir.
No, I don't, but I have a sneaking feeling I will by the time I get back.
Excuse me, sir. Chief of the Officer Pertwee, sir.
And Able Seaman Johnson, sir.
We've come for our leave party, sir.
Hello, my dear Chief. Help yourself.
Well, goodbye, boys. We must dash now.
So must I.
Goodbye.
See you all. Goodbye.
Hey, boy.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes, sir?
You were supposed to come with us.
What? Oh, lummy. I knew I'd forgotten something. It was me.
Coming, sir. So long, chap.
So long.
Cheerio. All right.
Cheerio.
Well, they've gone. That leaves just us, didn't it?
Yeah, sure thing. Funnily enough, it does. Here on it is your pass.
Yeah. Well, you come in, then.
No, not just for the moment. But, though, you carry on.
Well, the ferry boat will be going before long, you know.
Yeah, well... Always another one tomorrow. What?
Chief, where are you going to spend your leave?
Me? Well, I haven't made up my mind. I mean, so many places I could go, I just don't know which one to choose. I'd even stay here for a day or two first, and then, Chief. Oh, shut old fat. So you'll miss the ferry boat in a minute.
Yeah, well, I won't. Chief, how would you like to spend your leave at my mum Min's?
You mean me at your mum Min's? No, she wouldn't want
yes,
me.
She would.
Well, how do you know? Honey, are you sure? I don't like that.
Well, that's settled then. Wouldn't feel like I was on leave with it, somebody handy to call me fat, so.
Oh, well, if you put it that way.
I do, and what's more, I just did.
Right, well, we'll pick my gear up and this tool's on the way, eh? Forward march, then, Fatso.
Aye, aye, Chief. My mum Min likes you, you know.
Would. Even when I'm rotten? Absolutely stinking rotten.
Yeah, let's not go mad. Here, I'll show you all my model boats, and Mum Min will bake a floggle-toggle cake for us.
Does she make good floggle-toggle cakes?
Oh, yeah. She uses the best floggle-toggle.
I'll take us some. We've got a few in the stores that won't be missed.
Ah, she'll like them.
And there's a spare bottle of liniment if ever she gets the twinging screws.
Well, that might come in handy and all.
No. No home should be without it.
That's true. Well, come along then, Chief.
After you. That's all.
That was John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. In this program, which was the last of the current series, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, Commander Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Heather was Heather Chasen, Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, Able Seaman Goldstein was Tenniel Evans, and the skipper of the fishing fleet was played by Michael Bates. For the entire series, the incidental music was by Tommy Riley and James Moody, technical direction by David Allen, special effects by Tony Luke and Charles Clark Maxwell, and the recorded production by Alistair Scott Johnston.